So, just a little bit of background. So, at Public Health, a primary task that we do is to monitor like the current communicable disease trends throughout Price County and then also across the state of Wisconsin. And then once we get that information, we provide just timely education and recommendations to the community on our Facebook page and then also like what we're doing today. So, in the recent weeks, we have observed a steady increase in diagnosed respiratory illnesses, including things like influenza, COVID, RSV. So we get a lot of this information from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, or often referred to as DHS. And Price County is actually within the northern region of that. And what DHS does is they collect data from emergency rooms. And once they get tested and are positive for one of those illnesses, they actually put out a report every Friday. And then it just kind of helps assist local health agencies like Public Health and also the public on how to reduce the spread of illness and just kind of understand the general grasp of what is occurring throughout the region and then the state as well. So that's one of the points that we have seen so far. And then also we've been receiving a lot of feedback from the community and local health agencies like Marshfield Clinic, Aspirus, and then also Tailored Health that is kind of newer to the area. So with those, we've been seeing a lot of what's called influenza-like illnesses. So they mimic influenza with like that sore throat, cough, fever, body aches, and other symptoms. But a lot of these individuals haven't been tested to confirm that it's either influenza, COVID, or RSV in that aspect. So with that data, we put out kind of a health update on our Facebook page recently, and it kind of went over what we've been seeing and then also ways to reduce. So one of the biggest things is prevention. That's essential to minimizing any potential risk or spread of illness. So a big thing that we recommend is washing hands frequently and for at least 20 seconds. So anytime that you're eating a meal before or after is a good time to wash your hands. Anytime you're using the bathroom or again, if you're having those symptoms like cough, sneezing, and blowing nose, that's always a really good time to wash your hands as well. As far as another prevention tool is making sure that you're up to date on vaccines. So if you aren't sure of what your vaccination status is or when you last received, say, a flu shot, you can always reach out to Public Health or your primary care provider just to kind of ask that simple question. If you reach out to Public Health, we're able to look at your immunization record, and then we can kind of guide you with next steps in that case. And then lastly, for prevention, staying home when you're sick. I know it's hard, especially if kids like to go to school or if you have a really hard day at work, that there's just so much that needs to get done. But it is really advisable through DHS and Public Health that we stay home when you have a fever above 100.4, and then also you're displaying some of those symptoms. So really being cognizant of if you have symptoms, you have that fever, it might be best to stay home. And then it's recommended by DHS to stay home until you're fever-free for 24 hours. And that includes making sure that you're not taking any fever-reducing medication, and then also when those symptoms improve.
On the topic of symptoms, when is a certain point that someone should think, maybe I should probably go in and get this checked out? Like, what's the danger zone? Because I know if your fever hits a certain point, it's an absolute, you should definitely see a doctor kind of a deal. What's something people should look out for in that department?
Yeah, some things to look out for is a risk for dehydration. A lot of times when people get sick, they don't really want to eat, they don't really want to drink. So that's a big concern, is making sure that fluid intake is staying up. And if it's not, if you start having chapped lips or your mouth feels really dry all the time, those can kind of be some aspects of becoming dehydrated. So that's always a good point to make, is if you start feeling dehydrated, really you can't do too much. Like, it's hard to breathe, it's hard to get up and do just very simple tasks like going to the bathroom, stuff like that. That is always a concern and should be evaluated. The other point of it too is, once you start feeling those symptoms where that fever is getting elevated and you're having those symptoms, whether it's a sore throat, coughing, anything like that, it is always good to go into the doctor just to get checked out. A lot of times illnesses can be very tricky on, they have the same kind of symptoms for each illness, so it's really good to just get tested by a medical professional, or if you have an at-home test kit, you can always test with that just to kind of rule out whether it might be influenza or COVID, something like that.
So I know a lot of these symptoms are in relations to adults, but I know infants and younger children tend to have different thresholds of, like, danger zones. What should people look out for in their young children?
I would definitely monitor for fevers. Once you kind of get up to those higher fever zones, so a lot of times 100 to 102, that can be kind of typical. Like, once a fever starts, that is the point where your body is trying to fight off whatever germs are in the body. But once we start getting to, depending on the age of the person, so oftentimes infants, once you get to that 103 mark and higher, that is where you start to get very concerned, because there might be something else potentially going on in that situation, and then there can be different side effects that can happen once you start getting that higher fever. Just one of them can be a febrile seizure, so that's just the temperature is elevated in that infant, and then the body's just mechanism is going into that febrile seizure.
I know it's important to keep eyes out for stuff like that, because oftentimes young children, especially infants, can't really communicate what they're feeling, so it's up to parents to keep eyes on that.
Yeah, and with that is making sure that you have a working thermometer at home to constantly be checking that temperature. Reach out to your primary care provider to see what kind of over-the-counter medication is able to be provided to whatever age child you have. And then also monitoring if they are an infant and they're still in diapers or anything like that. Just checking their diaper, making sure that the diaper's wet, they're still producing normal bowel functions, stuff like that, because that's a good indicator whether it's or the child might be dehydrated, and also looking at how their oral intake is. So with infants, they're going to be drinking formula, so kind of being aware of how much they're drinking, how often they're drinking, if it's normal for them, then just kind of gauge that. If they're not drinking as much, not having wet diapers, then there might be a risk for dehydration in that aspect.
And I know, when in doubt, it's never a bad idea to check with your doctor, because like you said, there are a lot of things out there where they mask themselves as other illness symptoms.
Yes, yep. And one aspect too, once you kind of make that appointment with the provider, always disclose kind of what the symptoms are, if there was contact with someone that might have had COVID or influenza and they tested positive. That's always good information to provide the physician, just for them, they kind of get a baseline of what to expect. And then if you are able to wear a mask when you go into the clinic or the emergency room, whichever it is, try to always do that. That'll help prevent the further spread of illness too, especially when you're waiting in that waiting room.
Right, because the more we try to wear the masks and just stay home pretty much is the best advice. The less chances are going to be that a vulnerable person is going to catch that.
Correct. Yep.
Well, I don't think I had any more questions particularly. If there's anything else you wanted to mention.
I think one thing too to mention is when you are staying home, a lot of times you're not going to be feeling the best. So it's really important to kind of follow these really simple steps that the CDC kind of covers, is making sure that you're getting plenty of rest. It's always good to, like, your body's trying to fight an illness, so it's working extra hard than it normally does. So making sure that you're getting plenty of rest. Stay hydrated. Drinking Pedialyte or Gatorade can help replenish those electrolytes and then help maintain that hydration level. And then again, just making sure that we're staying home, washing our hands. If you have family members in the household, it's always good to disinfect commonly used surfaces just to, again, help that spread. And then contact your primary care provider if you need testing or kind of recommendations for soothing symptoms, whether it's over-the-counter medication, humidifiers, or something other than that.
That note on the Pedialyte is a great point, because I know that water is excellent, yes, but if your body's losing nutrients and electrolytes faster than you can replenish, that can be the game changer.
Yes, yes.
Well, I don't particularly think I had anything else to mention. We went over staying home, what to do if you catch something, how to avoid it, stuff like that. Went over childcare as well. That was a very important point. I'm glad we discussed that, because I know there's a lot of children in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have a pretty significant elderly population. Is there anything to look out for in them that would be different than other adults, or is it just pretty much the same demographic there?
It's pretty much the same demographic. Again, a lot of times elderly have, or as we age, our immune system kind of decreases. So really taking those extra steps in, it's a very high point in the season for possibly getting cold, flu illnesses. So really being cognizant of where you are. If there's people that are coughing, try to minimize the contact with them. If you feel comfortable wearing a mask, always have hand sanitizer available. And especially in that older population, just stay hydrated and just kind of be cognizant of the area around you.
That's all very good advice. And I know that if anyone's visiting their relatives or whoever in the nursing homes, it's always a good idea just, one, call ahead, make sure there's nothing spreading around the home, and always just wear a mask just to be safe.
Yep, and anytime you're kind of visiting, whether it's a nursing home, assisted living, or in the hospital, if there's any type of symptom that you're having, runny nose, cough, stuff like that, it is really always best to kind of stay away. I know it's hard, especially when loved ones are in those positions. Oftentimes they might feel isolated, but really it comes down to, we want to protect everyone, and that runny nose can be just a runny nose for someone, and then other individuals that have a immunocompromised body, that can result in further illness that can be a little more serious for them.
Right. It's important to keep in mind that there are a lot of different kinds of immune systems out there, some stronger than others, so it's good to prepare to encounter them, because we're going to encounter them.
Right.
With that, I don't think I have anything else for you. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you so much, Austin.
Yep, bye now.
Bye.